Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Nun Simon Yud Aleph. And so the one or two points we'd like to add onto what the Chayyadim talks about over here. So Chayyadim talks about the idea that benching can be moitzi the chiyuv of saying ala gefen or ala michya or ala eitz in regards to dates, tamarim, as opposed to grapes, olives, pomegranates, etc. Now, the Bir Halacha raises a point in Siman Reish Ches on this Sif, which is Sif Yud Zayin, that there's a place where it has an application which is not so obvious to us at first glance. So if a person drinks wine before the meal, a person drinks wine during the meal, so that the wine is considered part of the meal and it's included in benching, like any other time food or drink that a person has during the meal. Let's say a person drinks wine before the meal. Does the benching cover that wine? So arguably, it's not part of the meal, so it shouldn't be covered. On the other hand, we have this din over here, that b'di'evit, benching covers ala gefen. So this is actually machlokes rishonim. If a person would have wine before the meal, and no wine during the meal, wine before the meal and no wine during the meal, so does benching cover it or not? So the Rosh says that's potter, that it works. But the Balamor, the Ramban, and the Ran hold it doesn't work. Shachamar passes like the Rosh, that the benching will work for the wine, which is before the meal. So, but the Mishabura points out that it's appropriate that a person should have in mind explicitly when he benches to include the wine. So he can't make a separate bracha b'al gefen, because it's an argument whether you can say the bracha. According to the Rosh, he can be yetzu with benching, and he's supposed to be yetzu with benching, so it would be a bracha l'batala. So it's bracha shen etzricha, at least, to say a separate ala gefen. According to the other Rishonim, you need to say an ala gefen. So the Shekhanar the passes like the Rosh, but the Bir Halacha points out that a person should have in mind explicitly to include it. So the relevance of this is to the yayin of Kiddush. So a person drinks yayin before the meal, yayin of Kiddush, and he has a shear. Arguably, he has a shear of yayin beforehand. So sometimes a person drinks just a small amount, he's not mechuyev in a bracha. Now, if a person drinks wine during the meal, there's a concept called greira. Since the wine during the meal is included in the benching, so it schleps along the wine which the person had before the meal. So Mela, the benching will include it. But in case a person drank wine before the meal, wine or grape juice before the meal, he had a shear, he did not drink any wine during the meal, so now at the end of the meal, is it going to be included or not? So according to this Bir Halacha, a person should have explicit intent when he benches to include that wine. The other option is if you bench on a kais, and somebody says ala gefen, and after the drink of the kais, they can be moitzi these individuals who need an ala gefen or have a suffix if they need an ala gefen, he can be moitzi them with the bracha of ala gefen. So the Bir Halacha says earlier when he talks about this halacha, not in Reish Ches, but I think it's a Kufay and Zion, that a person really has three options: drink wine during the meal, have explicit intent with the benching, or be yotzi with the ala gefen when you bench ala kais. So sometimes you'll have a situation where somebody benches on a kais, and other people ask him to emote to them. She says, why are you asking me to emote to you? You only had a little sip of the wine of the kashal bracha after the benching. Because the law is appropriate for a person to drink from the kashal bracha. So other people will drink also, but they did not drink anything near a shear to mimechai of them in an alagefen. So why are they asking him to emote to him in alagefen? Emote to them in alagefen. The answer is they're not asking the mavorech, who's now saying an ala gefen for the kais shal bracha of the benching, to emotzi them for the wine they drank from the kais shal bracha. They're asking him to emotzi them from the wine that they drank before the meal during Kiddush. And again, in the case of a person had wine during the meal, that would be irrelevant. So this has an interesting application, which again, it's not obvious because we're picturing over here a case of a person is mistakenly benching instead of saying ala gefen, which that's the case which we're talking about before. Here's the case the person is appropriately benching. He's supposed to bench. But the question is, even so, we have this question, will that benching include the the bracha achrona for the wine which he had prior to the meal. Have a good day.